welcoming you to the readings of the I Ching. We're 14 years into these readings, Sunday to Sunday to Sunday, and it comes to you. We're around the world in so many countries, over 135 countries, and so many souls tune in to listen. Some people listen alone, some while they're walking, some in groups, and some with the one that you love. And the information comes to us at just the right time. So today, before you listen, ask a question, an internal question about your life path, love, commerce, art, whatever is in there, whatever question is, bring it out. Because that is the magic of the I Ching. It reaches in and talks to us about who we are in that great remembrance, the remembrance without time. Take a breath. You're home. Songs of nature, singing in time of no time. We will dance again. Okay. Yeah, make those moves. Listening to Gaia, listening to her sounds, the sounds of the rain, the sounds of the wind, the sounds of the river, the sounds of the birds, the sounds of each other as we come together. And we reach out to the I Ching for wisdom. This is the New Earth I Ching. New Earth I Ching. It's in a book available on Amazon. And it's the readings for these times, right? And so we reach in. We reach into the wisdom. And we receive messages every time that we look, every time that we need an answer, we get it. All we got to do is reach out. All we got to do is ask. Right? If you don't ask for it, you ain't going to get it. This week is number 13, Thong Ren, harmonizing people. And that's what it's about right now, man. That's what it's about. It's about bringing people together, harmonizing people. Above is Qian, the energy of heaven, and below is Li, the radiance, the bringing of light. The wisdom says, have no fear and go to the altar, make an offering, gather your tribe, a battle is near, you are unstoppable. You know, it's been a time of challenges. You know, they seem to come one right after the other, and one goes, a new one comes. You know, what is it? Is it work? Is it health? Is it relationship? What is it? You know, is it the weather? But we're getting met now because things are changing so rapidly, right? And so it's all coming to view, these movements, these thoughts, and bringing up emotions. It's bringing up the deepest of emotions, and we're feeling it now. We're feeling it as a people on earth, and we're tapping into that because who are we? We are people on earth. It's all happening, you see. There's a great concert that is playing now, and it's playing to you, and it's playing to your truth because it is your truth that matters, not the truth of the media for sure. You know, not the truth of the newspapers. It's your truth. It's the truth that happens within your life, your relationship, the places that you love with the people you love, the things you love, and what it is that you love to do. That's where the truth is. That's what we're listening to, right? That's it, man. As the haiku said, the songs of nature, singing in the time and no time, we will dance again. So it is time to dance. You got it. It's all there. There's benefit now by holding still and look at each situation, separate it from the whole. Just look at it. Don't let them be layered on each other. Take them apart. And it's hard right now because this energy that's coming, it's all interconnected, right? Because everything's interconnected. And with what's flowing at you, there's all these connections that are, you know, connecting this, connecting that, connecting work, connecting family, connecting kids, connecting our life, our thoughts, and all of that. It is interconnected, but in order to get into the place where we are in our truth, it's our benefit to take it apart, to separate it, you see. Some aspects are going to be big, right? It's like a down and out war. It's like really opening up that door. And that while you're loving will salve others, you're going to remain in transformation. It's the time of creation. And you will come into creation when you get your ego out of the way. When you want something to change, or you want someone to change for the better, you're going to get trapped because that's your ego. You got to trust your wisdom. You got to trust your truth. You got to trust your knowledge. All right. So I want an elixir here, right? The I Ching always gives it to us, right? So the instructions, open your arms and your heart and gather your people. Your fellow pilgrims, come together now. Because we will not benefit from going this one alone. That's not what it's about. If you were to try to do this one without gathering the people, right? You know, gathering your tribe, and it could be gathering every aspect of yourself. If you tried to do it alone, it'll exhaust you. So what does that mean? I mean, we've got to have somebody by our side. Well, that's nice if we can. But if that's not happening, then what do we do, right? Well, we look and we say, okay, I don't want to go this one alone. And I'm going to ask for help. I'm going to ask for help from my teachers. I'm going to ask for help from the ones who have really given me wisdom and love through the years. I'm going to ask for the help of things that I've studied. I'm going to go back and look at it. And I know that I can gather a force through my knowledge, through my fellow pilgrims, through as I march on this road of change, of transformation, that I will be unstoppable. I will be unstoppable. Because this energy that's here is coming. It's in the form of people, or it's in the form of prayer, or it's in the or in your meditation, or in your ritual, or in your ceremony, right? But it's there, right? This time called bringing the people together and all working for a common goal for the greater good is of the most beneficial and exciting activities in our human incarnation. So again, can we gather the tribe and walk with them? You bet. Can we find our fellows on the road less traveled? We can. Or do we need to be on the road and we find ourselves, man, I'm alone on the road. What do I do? Well, I bring all my forces together. I bring in my magic. I go from my primal magic of the things that I felt and the things that I've not fully tapped, right? Where I call on my weapons of truth, my weapons of love, my weapons of light and discernment, because repeat after me, I am a light warrior. Yeah, that's right. We're light warriors, man. This energy, man, it's like you're holding a magic wand, you know? You know when you envision you had a magic wand as a child or maybe last week? It's now as real as it gets, and you have a mission. And the mission is right in front of you. As you've accepted the role of the spiritual warrior and initiator. Okay, you might say, well, I never signed up for that. But we are on this path together and understand that we find ourselves as an initiator, meaning to bring good to the world, good to the earth, because that's how we heal our road and ourselves. We know now that we have responsibilities in our relationship. We have responsibilities in our community. We have responsibilities in the ones that we're walking with. You see, these are the salves. These are the elixirs that we're talking about. You could find yourself as the leader or as the traveler. And as you turn this page, you're going to be changed. And the world around you and all your days are going to be changed. That's a potent time. This time and these movements that are calling you out now are of the most dynamic and inherently magical forces that you as an individual and as a collective have yet to come across, because it's there, it's new. This is an emergence of an overwhelming desire to be in truth, because that's what, you know, I was talking about that earlier, about, you know, what is the truth? Who is talking the truth? You know, is the truth in my church? Is the truth in my family? Is the truth in my work? Is the truth in my teachers? Is the truth? What is it, right? So we have this overwhelming desire to be in truth, and we can make things happen, to be in service now to the greater good, and we can bring together love and peace and harmony, bring together the clan, bring together your family, bring together your lovers, bring together your friends. Look, dig your situation right now. You've manifested it. You made this, okay? So you got these tools that we just talked about, love, peace, harmony. Sure, man, that sounds easy. But it really is that we come and if we say, all right, I'm in a tough situation, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to be a service to the light. But what do you do first? You become service to yourself, right? You become joyous. You don't care what other people think, right? You become yourself, right? As you reveal and you are the protector of light, the protector of truth. And with your clear intent, that's what causes you to go to work and make your sacrifice. We do that for the benefit of Gaia, for all her sentient beings. And that's the magic of what brings us together. Right now, the energy that's present is that of creative transformation. We've been here before, but now it's potent. I Ching says, gather your fellow pilgrims for the sharing of ideas that will ignite the flame of common purpose. Keep that, man, in your close, hold that close to your chest, because get together, you know, meet at the coffee house or meet with your friends, go to a picnic, open stuff up, find places for conversation, you know. In that way, you're going to have your family or your community or your commerce, your community, traveling with the essence of success. That's by bringing people together. That's service. Understand this. You are without limitation. Really hear that? You're without limitation. Your efforts are not qualified by the size of the collective that you bring together. At this turn of the wheel, big life wheel, it's not about numbers. It's about truth and purity of intent. So there it is. There's the key. Purity of intent. What are your intentions? As you're going forward, what do you intend to do? You know, what do you want? Know what it is. What is your intent? You sit down to meditate. You know, we're doing it, but have that in your day. All right, my intent for this day is, right? I can't tell you what it is, but have that. See, because for you, as an individual, just focus now on your purpose, your craft, and appreciate how it feeds the whole, right? It's of utmost importance that each one is in the understanding of we are a functioning collective, and we are finding the conditions that nurture the desired advance. All right, take a breath. Find out what you've been hiding. Okay, maybe we gotta go slower over that one, okay? Find out what you've been hiding or hiding from. And then make ceremony at the sacrificial altar of truth, the truth that is revealed by gathering together. Hear these words again, gathering together, where you're revealing the truth, and make ceremony. This is immense. This is big. You know, it, as we tap into the power of the collective, we find that we can embody the strength of the collective and make it useful for ourselves. Now, it could be a geographical collective, one that, you know, a shared purpose is right there, right next to you. And you have the same beliefs. But you see, this has nothing to do with physical place. This is what is, in part, the teaching of this hexagram. Is gathering together, bringing you and your fellow pilgrims together, either by being there, by being messaging, by opening stuff up. Because right now, as you can tell from this reading, the heat's been turned up. That thing, that baton of truth, that magic wand that you're holding in your hand, this will eliminate what has been unspoken or hidden. So you best understand that you will be seen now as you go off and do this. So have your intent being good, intent for the greater good. And you can make use of these rare times because we have a new cycle. And we are collectively experiencing it, and we can go on and we can take the ride. The universe responds to a plan. So prepare and present a unified plan. You know, whether you write it down, whether you, you know, arrange the post-its on the wall, whatever it is, you got to have a solid plan. It might mean a total reorganization from within to without. Or it might mean dissolution, right? Maybe you got to dissolve and leave stuff behind. Look, whatever it is now, the truth expressed will set you free. I put it in there. I put it in make love, not war. You know, these are the things that, you know, it doesn't matter which one you're going to make. You know, make love, you're going to make war. As long as you move in concert with your fellows toward the common goal of benefiting all. You see, this is the elixir. For the changes that you want, right? The I Ching is this particular hexagram keeps repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating in different ways. So we'll hear it, right? As we remember, it's all a reflection that will allow us to open up and feel compassion for all who share the planet. As we recognize and we feel we're one. Feel we're one in action and truth. And we are, and it's a tough time on the planet. You know, we're seeing how the structures have broken, you know, and the stuff that we thought we could depend on, or people, or institutions, we can't. Because we're all each other. Keep that in mind as you see what's right in front of you. You're leading and you're following as you lead. In the recognition of this truth that is great and joyful and resonates in your entire being, you are the light warrior, bringing peace, peace at last, and this is how you survive. And know that this new generation of power has nothing to do with age or social strata. This is your generation, no matter what your age or wherever you are. This is the warrior generation. The warrior generation. Amen. It is time to be honest with yourself. Look, the I Ching wants to give you advice for success, wants to give you answers to what you're going through. So it's getting a lot of really pretty heavy-duty instructions this week. Be brutally honest with yourself and see the role that you've played in getting to this turning point, this place where you are gathering all your efforts, all your ideas, where you look at all your old patterns and you use this strength of this truth to change from old ways of thinking and acting, giving way to the new, to the authentic, straightforward actions of self. Actions of business, actions in relationships, politics, art, health, whatever it is. See, you got a story to tell, and you've learned it, and it's not been gentle. Look, make an oath now in your relationships, relationships are up front, that you will combine your energy and use the resulting synergy of newly revealed truths and coming together to carry you forward toward the highest and the noblest of goals. Be noble. You will find your nobility by acting in every situation with kindness and dignity, compassion, loyalty. Then, with compassion for all others, and don't forget yourself, make your move. In this process, because it's a process, the moment you hear the voice of self-judgment, replace judgmental thoughts with those of acceptance and positivity. And this is how the road to enlightenment works. What is enlightenment? It is remembering who you are. It's being authentic. Dig it, man. The words that you think are more powerful by thousands of times, millions of times. The words that you think are more powerful than the words that you speak. Okay? Understand that. So as you're thinking, you can correct. You can come into the time of corrections. And you can correct your thinking. Look, all of this is leading to change and you coming through change. And it says a gathering of the people come together. But it also means that not only are you gathering your people in that, but gathering all aspects of yourself, bringing that together. It's a time of new ideas coming from the heart. And if you can, work with others to bring them into reality. Ask for help. Use your discipline. Use your discipline. Put things in order. Create structures. Create works of art. Create ventures that serve all beings. Ventures that serve your brothers and sisters as we all walk on this road of enlightenment together. The road less traveled, you know. Like somebody can say, hey, I'm having a great time here. I'm walking through the forest and it's beautiful and all that. Well, I think that's great, you know, but still. I'm not in the forest right now, man. I see that there's happiness there. I see that it's beautiful on the beach. I see that it's there. But right now, what I got to do is bring my words of strength, my words of power that are in myself as I make this journey on the road less traveled. Our brothers and our sisters, we all walk together on this road. Man, we get pebbles on the road. We get giddy on the road. And it's all part of it. So we come back to the time when we're coming to the time of really understanding what's going on, right? Because we're being challenged. We're being challenged. Open your arms and your heart. That's what this time is about. It's the time to bring y'all together and find a common goal to work for it. And if you can't do it geographically, do it virtually. Bring them together. And that's what the message is this week. You know, yes, have fun. Absolutely have fun. Share your fun. But also understand the seriousness of these moments in time. Come into the dance. Dance with nature. Listen to the song of Gaia as we move forward. Right? Got a video from a pal of mine who was just overwhelmed with joy as he was riding his bicycle through the forest. It was beautiful because he felt love and he had to tell people that he loved them. And that's what it's about, see? We reach out and we tell people that we love them, and that's so important that we do it, right? So important that we come together in times like this to be open, you know. Those of you that were at the retreat that we had here, you know, that was a time of coming together. That was a brilliant and a heartfelt time to bring people together. Think about where you've had that in your life, where you've had that in your times, to come together at that kind of magical time. May you fly with the eagles. May the angels flap their wings for you to hear them, and just take time because they're there. Namaste, y'all. Namaste. This is that time. This is that time.
I want to remind all the I Ching listeners that May 15th to the 20th, I'm doing a beautiful retreat in Big Sur, California, at Esalen, which is a magical place. There's a link on my website where you can sign up. You'll also find a link on the written version of the I Ching. I hope to see you there. And namaste in Lakesh Alaki. I am the other you.